So this is the story about Mary and John, two trees who lived in Dublin. After 50 years of growing beside each other, Mary's branches, one of them, was long enough to put around John and give him a hug. And 10 years later, in the middle of a storm, the wind came in from both sides and blew them very close together. And they had a kiss.
Two times
was a really bad storm. They'd gotten married. They'd had a baby tree. But they'd never been away from Ireland. So John and Mary decided it was time to go somewhere nice. A little bit different. A little bit sunny as well. They didn't want to go to the beach. Not because they didn't like the beach. But they wanted to go somewhere where maybe if it got a bit too hot, that the rain might come down. They kind of liked the rain. A little bit because they were Irish, and they reckoned if they didn't have much rain, it might make them miss home. Mary particularly liked the rain when it was soft rain. The water would trickle down her leaves, and it would hit off the next leaf, and that leaf would bounce a little bit and would hit off the next leaf. Until eventually the droplets would start to hit one daisy just beneath all of her branches. The daisy, the weight of the water droplet, would bounce backwards and come back up. And just as it came back up, a water droplet would bounce on the flower again and knock it over until eventually it looked like it was rocking and rocking and rocking with the music. And the dock leaf, which grows up like that, the water would bounce off it and would bounce this way and come back up. And then another rain droplet would bounce off it and would bounce backwards and come back up. And when you watched all of the plants doing all of this together, I'm on the new part. But when Mary looked down, she used to think that all the flowers were dancing, because they were all rocking back and forward and going side to side all at the same time. Mary kind of liked this. It used to make her smile. So when the travel agents, she said, because they didn't have computers, kids, in the travel agents, Mary said to the girl behind the counter, "Hi, my name is Mary, this is my husband John. We'd like to go somewhere on holidays." And the girl said, "Oh, where would you like to go? I'll put some details into this computer and let's see if we can find you somewhere nice." She said it was thinking about going somewhere warm. And before she could finish, the girl said, "Well, we have a lovely place in Italy. You could go there." And Mary said, "Oh, what is it?" And she said, "Oh, there's an apartment over there." And then she looked at the size of the tree that was 60 years old, bigger than the ones on the far side of the road. And the girl said, "I'll never get you into that apartment. You're too big." Oh, she thought about it again. She said, "Well, look, let's try and book a plane." So she said, "Do you know the plane that Peter, that's me, gets when he's going to London? You could get that. that. It's really good value. It also goes to London. You can go to... And then she showed Mary a picture of the plane that I would go on. And she said, oh, you're not going to fit on this plane either. She thought about it again, and she said, have you thought about going on holiday in Ireland? Mary said, well, we were thinking about going to the beach, but the roots of our feet don't really work too well by the sea. We need soil, you see, and it has to be a certain type of soil. We can't go to the beach because the water washes all of the food away. And the salt there kind of makes our leaves go a little bit kind of sore on the outside. It's okay when we're in the field because the other trees around kind of keep us warm and they mind us. She said, funnily enough, there's a thing after coming up on my computer. She said, have you ever thought about going to the rainforest? Where the rainforest, Ella?
It's not rain.
What, where are they?
In South America.
And Mary said, no, I've never been to South America. She said, what happens in the rainforest? Well, what happens in the rainforest to you?
Rain.
It rains? She said, does it rain there? She said, oh, it does. She said, will there be any other trees there? Would there be? Yeah. She said, yes. Lots of trees there. She said, will it be sunny? She said, oh yes, it'll be quite warm. You won't need to bring a jacket. You probably won't even need to bring shoes. But you should have a good time. There's lots of people there. Nice country walks. It's quite beautiful. Rains a lot, but, you know, the plants beneath would look a little bit different. There probably wouldn't be any daisies or docks or nettles or brambles. You mightn't see the farmers that you're used to. But it's very pretty and very beautiful. South America, she said. What do you think, John? John said, I think we should go home and have a think about it, Mary, and have a nice cup of tea. So the girl showed her and John some photographs of the rainforest. They didn't know how they were going to get there because they couldn't fit on the plane that went to London. But the girl behind the counter said, oh no, when you go to South America, the plane is much, much, much bigger. We could definitely fit you in. Mary and John went away to think about it. They were standing in the field, back where they were. John started to think about how a pineapple tree spoke. He was unsure about this. He wondered if the pineapple tree was very lively and chatty. He thought maybe a pineapple tree might tell him some jokes. He didn't even know if a pineapple tree lived in the rainforest. Maybe they lived in a farm like a coconut tree. He wasn't really sure. Everything looked very pretty and sunny. Didn't look at all like Ireland, but there were still lots of trees. He went to sleep that day. When he woke up the next morning, all of the flowers on the ground had climbed up on top of each other. Every single one of them. The daisies and the docks had got one of the ivy plants, which is really, really, really long. And when he opened his eyes, a little daisy plant was whispering in his ear, "John, don't go on holidays." John looked around. "Who said that?" "John, don't go on holidays." "Okay, who said that?" He heard it again, with the tiny little petals, that size, right next to a big, huge tree that couldn't fit on a plane. And the voice said, "John, don't go on holidays." When he turned around, he saw the daisy. Picked the daisy up, put one of his branches, and he said, "Why shouldn't I go?" He said, "You know the birds need somewhere to nest. You know we need somebody to protect us from all the rain. We need somebody to mind us. If you leave, the farmer might come in and turn the field into vegetables. And then we'd have to wait another couple of years before we could grow again." John closed his eyes that night. And when he closed his eyes, Mary held his hand. And as he was going to sleep, Mary whispered into his ear, "John, let's go. As they held hands, the magic started to happen. They'd both seen the pictures and they closed their eyes together and held their hands. And even though they didn't go anywhere, they were able to magic themselves off on a plane, flying through the sky. When they landed there, a man put a hat on their head. He gave them a flowery shirt that was bright orange and blue. Can you see it? Can you see the tree with the shirt and the hat on? Can you see it in your head? Watch. Hold my hand. This is what they did. So you have to pretend there's a tree on a plane. Flowers are orange, and he's got a hat on.
He loves it over here.
What?
He loves it over
here. I can see it in here. I have to imagine. Okay, here's the thing. Close your eyes. Can you see a truck in your head?
No.
Do you know what a truck looks like?
Yes.
Do you know what a tree looks like?
Yes.
Do you know what a biscuit looks like? Okay, can you see a biscuit in a truck?
No.
Okay, you know what a truck looks like and you know what a biscuit looks like. Okay, so there's a biscuit on a seat in a truck. There's a biscuit on a seat in a truck with a tree beside it. Starts to get a little bit different now, doesn't it? Well, in this one, there's a tree with a flowery shirt on. And the flowers are orange. The tree is wearing a hat. Mary's got a lovely dress on and she's got a flowery shirt on the same as John's, and there's music playing. It's not the music like in Ireland, but there's music playing, and Mary starts dancing a little bit and she starts to enjoy herself John sees her dancing and he starts laughing. And Mary sees John laughing and she starts to smile. And off to go down into the rainforest. And when they get there, there's loads of trees sitting around in a circle.
Awake?
Yes. All sitting around in a circle, wide awake. The music gets louder and louder, so they walk towards the music. And in the middle of it, all the trees are dancing away. They're eating marshmallows off the fire. Mary's never tasted marshmallows before. And in the corner, there's five spiders playing cards. Nobody knows why, but they're all laughing. They're not laughing at each other, they're just laughing. She turns around and there's some other plants. Rhododendrons, small plants. One of them's in the corner and he's drinking a glass of milk. He's talking to a cow and he's telling him a story. He's trying to say to him, please will you go to sleep? You're mooing all night long, I can't sleep properly. What are you even doing here? You're not supposed to be here. You're a cow from Brazil. And the cow said, hey, you're not supposed to be here either. You were originally off the west coast of Cork. Hey, he said, I'm on holiday. Dude, man, you got to go to sleep. I'm trying to dance over there. There's two goats drinking coffee. They didn't even have a kettle. Five snails lying on their back, sunbathing. And over in the left-hand corner, there was a giraffe sitting down with a spoon and he was eating coleslaw. His sister was sitting down with her head on a pillow. She said, oh man, I really need to get some nail varnish. My toes are very sore. They weren't laughing at anybody. They were laughing because they were so happy. The party went on until the middle of the night. Some trees, well, one tree, thought it would be really hilarious if he took off all of his leaves, pretended it was winter time, and stuck them all back on again. Everybody thought this was so funny. Another tree started to pretend he was a snake. He started to rattle all his leaves and branches all at the one time. And it made a kind of a funny sound. I don't know why he thought he was a snake. Considering how tall he was. And snakes can't really stand up straight. There was an Irish tree in the corner. A yew tree. He was singing a song. So pretty. He got talking to Mary and John. And the music and the party and the dancing went all the way through into the middle of the night and up until the next morning. And when the sun started to rise, Mary and John were asleep.
In the forest, praying for all the...
Next minute they heard. That's the unreleased version. The sun came up. And Mary and John were still holding hands. Mary's eyes opened. She looked at John. John looked at Mary and the two of them started. Mary said to John, where are we, John? And John said, we're just after coming home, honey. Mary said, did we go anywhere really in real life? John said, magic happened. They went on holiday together. Never mind. So Mary said to John, "Where do you want to go on holiday tomorrow, John?" Story.
Good night, Daddy.